I was just thinking this morning about how touched I was from the response I got in 2019. And in my brain, I don't know why I do this, but I try to remember everybody that responded to me. I tried so hard to make sure that I didn't miss anybody. I was up reading the comments, responding to every single person. And all the responses I got were so beautiful. And I remembered that I needed to give back. I needed to give what was given to me. I wanted for people to know that I heard them, that their voices were valued by me, and that I appreciated it so much. 'Cause it was not easy doing that. I am by nature a very shy person, and you guys don't know this. I probably don't seem like I'm shy, but I am a very shy person. That's why I never, when the question was asked to me, who would you want to meet from Michael's family, I couldn't meet anybody really, to be honest with you guys, because I am very shy and I don't know what I would say. I don't know. I feel like I would be intrusive on their life. But I would like to meet his kids and his mom. I really would. But I don't want to interfere in their spaces. They've gotten along so well, and they're doing so well that I just don't feel like I would be something in their life that they need. I think what I've done so far for them is all that I need to do. I'd like to meet Taj too. Sit down and talk to him with no cameras, no tape recorder, nothing. Just he and I one on one about this by this documentary he's gonna do on Michael. And I like to get drill him about taking care of himself and looking after himself first before he starts anything for the day. But I was also thinking about how well, let me continue on with saying I wanted to figure out, I was trying to figure out how to give back. So I did a few things that weren't successful, and then I moved on to the podcast. And then I wanted my presence, I wanted people to know that I was okay and that I didn't have a nervous breakdown or anything, but I was just really pissed because they were lying on Michael again. And I couldn't take it. My entire, I didn't say my entire, but when I first fell in love with Michael, I did not put any energy into really being that fan that's collected his stuff. And concentrating on having a crush on him or being in love with him or anything, because I was like, I'm so insignificant and I'm such a small part of the fan base that I wouldn't be able to reach him. I wouldn't be able to send him anything and he would recognize it. And I had thought about it when he was going through being lied on when he was here the first time. I had thought about it, and then I was like, I wouldn't be able to get through to him. He's so huge. He's such a big star. They're going to protect him. He's going to be okay. So I didn't really let my love for him flow openly, because I just thought I would never be able to reach him. I would drive myself crazy. I would get angry at people. I would not be constructive. And so I just loved on him from within, and I fought for him when I needed to, and I spoke up. And people were like, whoa, don't say anything bad about Michael Jackson around her, because she'll get in your ass. It's like, you're damn right. So anyway, when I was trying to figure out what I could do to give back that would get the most response from people, I remember telling people to do things for Michael. No matter if you had money or if you didn't, I wanted to make sure that the fans who didn't have much money knew that they could show their love for Michael in really easy, small ways. And I really pushed for people to show themselves, to show video, to show pictures of who they were, and let the world know that we are not a bunch of insane, crazy people, and that we're believing in somebody out of blindness because of his talent. And I really wanted, most of all, the people who didn't have much to know that their voices mattered just as much as anybody else's. Because I saw that a lot of people who had money were able to do things and put out really loving products of support for Michael. And I just wanted everybody to feel they were a part of it. I didn't want, because it was breaking my heart when I was reading that I can't do anything for Michael from different fans. And it hurt. It cut me to my core. I felt really bad because nobody should ever feel like that. And I kept thinking to myself, remember how you felt when you were growing up and you admired Michael and you loved Michael and you didn't think that you were significant enough? And that was one of the reasons why I did the video, that pushed me to do the video, was because I felt like this is the one thing I could do for him, even though I may not get acknowledged, even though nobody may say anything, and I didn't want that. But I was putting it out to the universe, to the atmosphere. And that was the most important to me, was knowing that the one thing I knew I could do for Michael, I was doing it. And that was the Kickstarter. was me knowing that I sat down for so many years when he was here because I didn't think that I would be able to reach him. I never tried, never made an effort, because I was just like, I'm not driving myself crazy trying to love on him and know that I'm like this little small person over here that he'll never see. So I just supported his work. I was there every moment when he did anything, any project that he did. I specifically remember Keep It in the Closet. Well, In the Closet, the short film In the Closet. I remember all the short films before that one, but Keep It in the Closet was specifically important to me because Michael had changed his look. And I was like, God, what can he not do? That ponytail, the sexiness, having a beautiful, dark-skinned black woman on the screen with him. I'm like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. Michael's always been a love of my life for me. So when 2019 rolled around, I had to shed my shyness and my feeling insignificant in order to show the world that these fucking people were lying on Michael. I had to do my part. So I just kept searching to myself and I said, I'm gonna tell the fans, no matter where you come from, no matter how much money you have, wherever you are in the world, you can do something for Michael. So some of my suggestions were do videos, show your face, write a note, create a podcast, do whatever you think, put a video together if you're that savvy. I was just throwing out ideas. And the things that really stuck, and I still see people doing today, is that they're making different GIFs, GIF, you know, the Michael's picture, and then they have words, and they're doing artwork for Michael. And I know a lot of the fans have been doing artwork for Michael for years, but it was just so amazing to see people support Michael in different ways. Like, you have Twitter pages that are posting up his quotes. You have, and I was like, don't be afraid if you're doing the same thing as somebody else, because what you do and what that person does is really not going to be exact. It's going to be your creation. So, I referenced this, and I'm going to let you guys go. There are so many hamburger places. Like, how many places can make a hamburger? Nobody can make a hamburger like McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's, or a sandwich like Arby's or Subway. You know, we all have our preferences, right? Because we're all different. So if you're putting out a documentary and somebody else puts out a documentary about some of the same things concerning Michael, it doesn't matter. So I see a lot of people doing what they can for Michael. And I hope they know that what they do is not insignificant. It is very helpful. Very helpful to the fan base. And another thing that I wanted to drive into people and help people understand is that do not feel insignificant because you don't have money. You are the same as somebody who has money. Your contribution to this fan base and loving on Michael radiates the same way. And to him, when he was here, he loved us all the same way. He gave back to us all in the same way. He gave us everything of himself in the same way. He didn't pick and choose who he was going to be around and who he was going to communicate to. If you were a fan and you supported him and you loved on him, you reciprocated what he gave to you, he loved you. And he was there for you. So, I just was thinking about that this morning. And it just brought tears to my eyes. Because I just, this fan base is amazing. I have met some of the most amazing people that I've had to disconnect with. Because I wanted the focus to be on Michael and not me. People were starting to really fall in love with me. And I could not have that. Because I really wanted the focus to be on Michael. Because this was about Michael. I got online and I showed my face. And I said what I had to say for Michael. I didn't do this for me. I came out of my comfort zone and I did this for him. Yeah. And I'm happy that I did. And I look back every single day and I thank God that I stepped out of my comfort zone. I thank God that I shed that shyness and feeling insignificant. I shed that right on off to do what I did and create this podcast and other podcasts in the past. And I am happy about what I did. May not have been perfect, but I did it and I'm still here. I'm still here. Thank you for listening. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Most of all, for supporting me. Take care, everybody.